Hey boo, hey boo. There you go again. There you go again. I be telling you, there you go again.
I'm so sorry, man. I can't.
It's okay.
I can't not laugh.
I feel like that's like just the official introduction.
Intro.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
If we don't
laugh, then
what is even happening?
What is happening? Are we recording? Are we dead?
What's going on?
Because why?
All right. So check in.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Yeah. I think today has been a better day for me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't sleep, obviously, like I said in the morning.
Sure.
Yeah, but I went to the gym. I think running on the treadmill woke me up, and I did a bit of exercises, and then I came here. I had some errands to run, Mamawa. So I think, you know, like even Kama said, oh, you look happier today. So I'm like, yeah, I think today is a good day. So.
Oh, that's good. Mm. That's so good. I'm really happy to hear that.
Today is a good day.
Yeah. Do you want to touch on what we were speaking about earlier, or is it too short a session?
I think we need to do like a proper let's talk about it, because I feel like it's a conversation that I've had on this podcast before. Yeah, but maybe like 2 years, 3 years back.
Okay.
So that's a while back. We can definitely, like, the next conversation, we could like touch on that.
Yeah.
How are you, Miss Beezy? Miss, I was supposed to be there at 2 p.m.
I know. Ish, Lord Jesus, please forgive me. I'm okay.
Yeah.
Actually, like, today is a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Not that anything is happening, but mindset. Oh, wait, no, something is happening. I've been trying to work on a proposal for like the entire week.
Yes, you mentioned yesterday.
And I literally like I completed it like completely like today.
Oh, nice.
Right. And I'm really proud of it.
Hey.
I'll show you when we're done, but like I'm really proud of it. The only thing is it's not done like as aesthetically as I would like right?
Okay.
But like content wise,
Nah,
I'd be in my bag with
girl.
No, I really put in work.
That's nice. I like that for you.
You
must be really proud of yourself.
I really am. It's so crazy because I'm finally now like allowing myself to be proud of myself.
I like that. Yeah. I actually said you must be really proud of yourself and not I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Because I read something the other day. Well, I read it a while back.
Yeah.
And then I just Google Memories just reminded me again yesterday.
Yeah.
Basically that, you know, you should learn to tell your child that you must be really proud of yourself instead of I am proud of you, because then their validation is always going to, or it has to come from someone. They must be proud of me and not necessarily that they're proud of themselves. So that's
I love that. That is actually something I should start doing with
So even to adults, I think, because I think I was saying to Tiamika today that like Tapiwa has said this to me before, that you place a lot of value on like you think you're worth more when you're like financially stable. When you're not, you just, you know. So I was actually I've lost my train of thought, but basically just, you know, I'm learning to not place value on things like, oh, can I pay my own rent? Can I do this? Can I do that? So she was just reminding me that you place, stop saying that. You know, you're still worth, you still have a lot of value.
Exactly.
Even though, you know, you're like not financially stable.
Exactly. Yeah. I like how you're saying financially stable, and obviously you can use financially unstable, because this is something I've been trying to do as well.
Yeah.
Because it's been like my brokest season, right? Like legit, even since last year. Like we be in the trenches. But the thing is, it is about to change. But the thing that I'd wanted to mention is that I changed from saying like broke to just like financially like liquid.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like things be going in and out, in and out.
At a
very supersonic speed.
Because
I don't want to say broke, because I'm not necessarily broke.
Yeah, but I have money today and it's gone tomorrow.
Yes,
here today, gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
What is here today, gone tomorrow? Is it single transport? I think it's single transport. Here today, gone tomorrow.
I can't remember.
Must be single transport.
Okay, yeah. We should actually like call it then.
Yeah. Here today, gone tomorrow.
Yeah, so I've been using that approach as well. Like I'm financially liquid and things like that. And then also just really working on like affirmations. Can you speak about that?
Yes, you did actually send me a voice note surrounding affirmations to say like, oh, you need to like affirm yourself more, you need to like, you know, are you like doing gratitude prompts and stuff like that. To be honest, when I do like when I write in my day book, because and I've had day book for like the past 5 years, like that hand has held me down.
I love it.
And I normally, I think most of my prompts are just like, God help me, God, what do you need me to do? God, I'm scared. God, I'm worried. Yeah, but before I used to say, oh, I'm so grateful for this. I'm so grateful for this. I'm so grateful for this. But I haven't been doing that.
Yeah.
So I need to do better as a human person. So starting today, Matuloa, I am going to do a gratitude prompt and I'm going to do affirmations as well. Yeah. And I will tell you that I have done it.
Share them. Let's share them.
Okay.
Like I also liked how you also shared what you're giving up for Lent. Like accountability is like a thing.
Why can I just talk a little bit about the Lent thing? So why I'm giving up some things over Lent is because my phone keeps going like, oh, you have spent three hours more on the phone than you did last week. And like, because I keep going, when I start watching YouTube shorts, girl, like I will watch 100 shorts before I can put my phone down. And when I'm on Pinterest and you know people are looking at nice little cute things, I'm reading stories because there's stories on there. Some people like will get stories from Reddit and then they'll bring them here. They am I the a-hole stories. They'll bring them on there. You will go, it's a rabbit hole. Once you start, you don't want to stop. And like all my memes, I get all my memes from there. Really? There's like so much content. I think the algorithm just figures out this is what you like and it keeps, you know, and I'll be on Pinterest like for hours.
Yeah, Pinterest, you
know?
You can really get lost.
Yes, you get lost. And I'll be watching something on my laptop and I'm on my phone and doing Pinterest things. And normally I don't look at people's statuses. But like I found myself doing that the past couple of days, and like I'll be like opening them like closed, and then like 5 minutes later I'm back and I'm like, okay, this is becoming this is consuming me. So I decided that's what I'm gonna give up for Lent. So I won't be posting, okay, except for just one day is an exception because it's man's birthday.
It's
Sunday. So but I won't be posting, I won't be viewing statuses, I'm not looking at YouTube shorts, I'm not looking at Pinterest, I'm not looking at any links from IG or Twitter or Facebook, none of that. So that's what I'm giving up on Lent, to just clear my head. And I probably, you know, the time that I'm spending doing those things, because I was like, oh, I can watch YouTube things as long as it's a TED Talk or a documentary. Right. But I'm thinking, slippery slop. Exactly. So I might give that up as well for the next 40. Okay, well, the next 38 days now.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's basically what I'm doing.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think I should dedicate to writing affirmations.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that. Uh-huh. And gratitude. Gratitude. Uh-huh. During the time that I'd spend watching shorts, I'll wake up in the morning and like I'm looking at YouTube shorts and I'm like, this can't be my life.
No, I love that. Like, we have to be intentional. Like, I'm also like, no, I've actually been doing better these days. Like in the morning now, I tell myself the phone is not coming on.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to start my day like with you know, like reading the Bible, a bit of meditation, a bit of prayer, and then I check my phone like later on in the day. Yeah, but it's like I have to be intentional about it.
I have to
be intentional about it.
I think intention is everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're not intentional, you can't do anything. You have to be intentional about doing everything.
So then maybe just to wrap up like a thing we're doing. So since we don't have enough time, I wanted to share that.
I was going to ask you, like, this prompt, this check-in, is it going to be for 10 minutes or longer? That's why I was asking you.
I feel like it should be like a should. Like we should even start wrapping up.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But I was just
take
gonna
us
like,
away.
Yeah. I was just gonna close with guys. We're still trying to work on vision boards.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about vision boards.
Oh my god.
This hand was supposed to be here at 2 p.m. She showed up at 7 minutes after 4.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
No, but we'll definitely vision board.
No, like, I feel so bad, but literally, like, the days gotten away from me. You know, Fridays, etc. And then obviously.
Your dress is really pretty, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's from Zara.
Oh, like, it's nice.
Of my wardrobe is from Zara. Yeah, like, they just have everything.
They do. They really
everything.
Do. Actually, yeah. Aubrey suggested that we start doing a video podcast.
I actually think I agree. Okay. It's very, I think it's like engagement on another level.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we should consider it.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we should consider it.
Yeah. That would be fun. We'll put that on our vision boards as well.
We'll do. Put that on our vision board.
Yeah.
All right, guys. It's been real.
Yeah.
This was a quick I'm a check-in.
Yeah.
Have a lovely weekend, yeah, I guess, because we're putting this up tonight, right?
Yeah. Bye guys. Bye guys. Have a good weekend. Hope you had like a good Valentine's week and all of that and felt the love. Catch you next time.
Bye guys.
Bye.